rubbing minds together at the palace of the Owawuye on how to rid the society of kidnappers and bandits, the Owobukun of Jishaland Obadekunle Aromolaran advocated the use of technology such as aerostat and reinforcement of the local vigilance to complement efforts of security agencies to nail the societal evil.
As for the governments not only in Jishaland but all over Nigeria are aware that security is very important nowadays.
Obadekunle Aromolaran, while felicitating with the 14 captives after their liberation by security agencies and the local hunters less than 24 hours after their adoption by the kidnappers, urged the people not to renege the effort at making Okemesi and other parts of Jishaland impenetrable for bandits. In his welcome address, the Owawuye Obademola Akinyemi lauded the local hunters for their bravery and assured his people of their safety.
The security situation, well, it's good enough, but we are not going to sort of fold our hands.
Oba Akinyemi also thanked the Owobukun for demonstrating the fatherly love to his people, wishing those who sustained gun injuries during the rescue operation a speedy recovery. Recounting his ordeal, a victim would not want his name mentioned, described the whole incident as a live-action movie, the memory of which he said he could not forget in a hurry. Reports indicate that the bandits left their booty and escaped into the forest due to the pressure mounted on them by the rescue team. In Imesile, Isaac Hasrop, Radio Nigeria.